The sound of America. We're glad you're joining us on this public radio station. You can continue following us throughout the day on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Tumblr, we're all over the place. We're on Twitter at Morning Edition, at NPR Inskeep, and at NPR Montaigne.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from Busey. Since 1868, they've reinvested in our communities one project at a time, from financial guidance and support to energetic volunteers and committed leaders. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 492.5, up 2.25. Soft May, 471.25, up 4.25. The July is 470.75, down 3.25. May corn, 357.75, down 4.75. July, 361.75, down 4.5. December, 378.75, down 4.75. May soybeans, 970, down 8.5. July, 968, down 8. Now, 967.75, down 8.25. And November, 944, down 8.25. May soybean meals, 314.50, down 440. May soybean oil, 31.58, up 7 cents. June live cattle, 149.97.5, up 27.5. May feeders are 213.90, up 92.5. And May lean hogs are 76.50, and they are down a nickel.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, lending support to generations of farm families. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit Illinois offers financial products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to begin with the soybeans, November beans in particular, because we had a key hook reversal lower yesterday. And on initial blush, you thought, well, maybe it was because of end-of-the-month shenanigans with traders. But we're having some significant follow-through on that today. So how do you read this?
Well, I think what really stopped us dead in our tracks, and we've seen this a couple times now with the charts, the technicians are really geared up, I think, around that 965, 975 level, day, that if you can't penetrate that on a weekly close, why really get concerned about lifting out of too many short positions? So that was, I think, the first thing that set us up yesterday and earlier this week. What really came in, I think, two things fundamentally was the avian flu being found in the breeding inventory, very highly likely now that it's going to be found in an Iowa breeding inventory flock of broiler chickens. And that's where the distinction between egg layer chickens and broiler chickens is a big distinction to me when it comes to the potential hit to commodity demand in terms of meal demand and corn demand.
And that's because they use pretty high exam technologies and they keep very close biosecurity on those kind of facilities.
That's exactly right. And keep in mind that it's based upon some of the APHIS data and some of the government data that I've been sifting through the past couple weeks, that a lot of these barns, if they get the H5, the HPAI, the high pathogenic type avian influenza, they're going to have to let those barns sit for up to 13, 14 weeks, but in some instances, to make sure it's clean and able to be repopulated with another flock. And so you get into the broiler meats, and then you start really talking about substantial hits to the potential meal and corn demand. By the same token, the hog producer maybe gets a little bit of a break because you've got a situation, if it gets into the broiler meats, that your major competing livestock or meat in the meat counter in the cold case is you know going down in terms of supply. So that needs to be watched real carefully. The third big thing, I think, was that Argentina came in with the Buenos Aires grain exchange yesterday, right around the close, up their bean estimate for production of 3 million tons more than USDA's last number. So we're at 60 million tons in Argentina right now, with quite a bit of selling by the Argentine and Brazilian farmer. It still needs to be done at this stage of the game. So technical and then two fundamentals, and I think that really kind of capitulated the market and allowed the market to think, why not take profit on the long bean, short corn spreads, especially given what the dollar and some of the outside markets are doing.
Okay, before we let you go with the soybeans, take a peek at the November, and let me ask you, if we don't regain 950 November soybeans, do you think that it's a quick drop in checking last year's October? And if we do regain 950, could we actually see a move in the first half of the month and try the spike high that we made yesterday?
The first answer I would give you is the weekly low yesterday was 949. We've taken that out. We need to close above that, or we do have, I think, a 25 to 40 cent break very possible. Because keep in mind, the wheat market, it closed below its 200-month moving average yesterday for the first time since, I think, November of 2005. So feed grains have been hit plenty, while the beans have held up very nicely. The second part of your question, if I understand you correctly, I think the potential for a rally on a technical close firm today really lies with the USDA report coming in about a week or week and a half from now. So I would say you probably need something fundamentally like another port strike or the USDA report on 15-16 carryover being lower than the market expected as a vehicle to turn the tide to make you go up, you know, a significant amount.
And I wondered if that might be possible as the estimates begin to come in.
I think that's very possible. I mean, this is where, I think that we're closer to a 450 to 500 million bushel carryover when it comes to next year's 15-16 carryover or this year's 15-16 carryover. Some may put it down as low as 400. If you go below 400 on the averages, that might attract some attention. So that's where you really want to watch the July Nov bean spread closely, because if the July is not leading you up and the November's going higher and you're going back to a carrying charge market, that usually is indicative of a sell that market once you get to a high point.
All right, let's look at the corn market. And we have busted below the 378 area. We're 378 and three quarters, 380. We're below 380. Was this a potential bear flag? And if so, and we verify with a settlement below 380, and do we have a downside potential like in the beans of the October lows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to go all the way to the October lows because of how much the wheat and the corn have already fallen, but I think the lead month futures falling below its 200-week moving average now that we're in delivery of May, below 365, that on a weekly close below does open the downside up. Not unlike the soybeans, the corn is getting caught up in the planting weather opening up, and expectations are being dialed in for, I think, as high as 50% planting pace as we come to Monday's report. And last week, we were only at 19%. I think it's more like 42, 44, something like that. But the trade, I think, maybe is trying to dial in that we're halfway planted, and they're trying to press this market before Monday's report.
So we're in a very bearish tone. What do we do about it market-wise?
Well, here's the key. I mean, to me, we did a big thing yesterday afternoon, as we closed the April out. We saw the dollar potentially make a high. So if we stay below 95.50, 95.70 area, that's a medium-term technical high in double top pattern. And we talk a lot about this on Commodity Week this week, but we also saw a buy on the monthly charts in the CRB, the S&P Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, and the Bloomberg Commodity Index. All three of these indices on their oscillators gave a buy on a monthly chart. It's been a long time since we've seen that. So we're now, as hedgers, if you're a short in the market, especially with unlimited risk positions, you need to take note of that and start letting the clock tick. It may not happen until the second half of May. It may not happen until the first half of June. But it does promote the idea we're still on a 2010 track, or similar to it, with one eye on the currencies and one eye on the avian flu.
All right. Thank you much, Mike.
Okay, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Let's see how futures are currently trading. We'll begin in the hard red winter pit for the wheat, the May at 489.5 down 3/4, the July 496.5 down 2.5. Soft May wheat is 471.25 up 4.25. Remember, these are in delivery. The front months are in delivery. The nearby, the July is 469.5 down 4.5. May corn, 358 down 4.5. July is 361.5 down 4.75. December, 378.75 down 4.75. May soybeans, 970 down 8.5. July, 966.75 down 9.25. In November, at 943 is down 9.25. May soybean meals, 314.80 down 4.10. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.